Hey everybody, this is WRA Podcast here on Wrestle Radio Australia. Are you an Australian wrestler? Do you have a promotion down under and need to get new t-shirts and sweaters to your fans? Wrestle Merch Printing is the place you need to be. Friendly, prompt service through their damn Facebook page, and guess what? TMDK? Hell yeah! Hunter Valley Wrestling? Oh hell yeah. Melbourne City Wrestling? Oh hell yeah. EPW Perth? The Bestos? Oh hell yeah. They trust Wrestle Merch Printing to get new merchandise to their fans. So hit them up on that Facebook page. That's right, that damn Facebook page, Wrestle Merch Printing. Send that private message, and guess what? They'll get back to you quickly, and guess what as well? Nationwide shipping all around Australia. Give me a hell yeah for that. Oh, hell yeah. Now let's enjoy the damn podcast.
This is FNX. Oh,
yeah! Hey, this is Big Brody Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
This is Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
Hey, this is Kelly in English.
Don't worry. Just panic.
This is the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
Hello, Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Mean Dean Olsen.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is five times a world's heavyweight champion, the Scrap Iron Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Oh yeah, back for more. Josh Armour here. Thank you for checking out Wrestle Radio Australia on FNX.network, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And for those of you that enjoy, you know, going to FNX.network for the show and have been wanting to download it, you now can. So you can find a little download this show button underneath the episode description there on FNX.network, and then save link as boom. The episode is yours to keep. So if you don't like going through iTunes and stuff, you're sorted right there on FNX.network. Today, it's all about the Bestos, Kellyanne and Adam Brooks, two of my favourite folks in wrestling. And Brooksy hit me up a couple of weeks ago and said, hey dude, I'd love to come on and have a chat and bring Kel with me. Awesome stuff. Let's make a date. And we did. So backstage after the Riot City Wrestling reanimated event, which is a hell of a card, great way to kick off 2016. You're going to really enjoy this chat. Some really interesting topics we bring up here, and a few cameos as well. A few folks dropping past and saying hello and wreaking some havoc, so coming up in just a sec. Another mention for Wrestle Merch Printing, of course, the fine folk that sponsor the show, and a certain Stone Cold individual. Reference them at the very top of the show. They are working on new t-shirts for the Jimmy Havoc MCW shows coming up in the first half of February here, early Feb. So the match where he's taken on Mr. Juicy and then Mikey Nichols. If you go to those shows, you can purchase the limited edition Jimmy Havoc MCW t-shirts. So yeah, if you're getting along to those shows, be sure to pick one up. And again, big thanks to Wrestle Merch Printing. They're churning out some great product at the moment, and really do help us out a lot. Thank you very much. And again, the Wrestle Radio Australia Listener's Choice Awards. I've actually got the top male wrestler category pinned to the top of our Facebook page, Wrestle Radio Australia. And then I've actually edited the description there and put links to all the other categories, so they're much easier to find. So if you just go to that post at the very top of our Facebook page, you can find links to every category and vote. And then February 28, I'll be tallying them up. And barring any technical difficulties, we'll be bringing you the second annual Listener's Choice Awards show. And God only knows who's going to be stopping by on that one. It should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get straight into it here with Kellyanne and Adam Brooks. They are the Bestos. This is a fun chat. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'll be back after this to wrap it up. We are backstage at Riot City Wrestling, and they have returned to RC Dub, Kellyanne and Adam Brooks, and we've had both of you guys on the show at some point, but never together, so thanks for having a yak with us.
Thanks for having us. It feels great to be back.
Yeah, no, it's good, man. I think the last time we chatted was probably about our wedding.
Yes, at the Wrestle Rock. Yeah.
That turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah, I think... you're currently married to Cracker Jack at the moment, so yeah, we still got to finish that.
It's still binding, yeah.
Yeah, still married to Crackers. But is it a real marriage considering a gay guy married us? What's in Michael mean? Bassam? Is that
are you being? Oh God, I cannot think. Are you being not sexist? What's the word? Homophobic.
I don't think that's homophobic at all.
Now we're just getting into this. We can get back to the podcast.
This is turning into a political debate. I'll just check these levels here. We're way up there. No, that's all right. We're good. Back in Riot City, you guys have been, you know, wrestling all about the place, but Brooksy, you've had your injuries and whatnot, just sort of been sort of one thing after another. How you feeling now?
I pulled up pretty good after tonight. Yeah, last year was a bit average for me. It was like the first time, well, I've been doing this 6 years now. It was the first time I've actually experienced injuries, and it sucked. I don't know. Like, I sat out, I had shoulder issues. Then I came back. Then I broke my wrist. So, that was a bit hard, but it's good to be back. I'm excited. You know, I got some big stuff coming up. Like, tonight was awesome. Me and Dowie. Hopefully you want to steal the show in a few weeks.
Because that's been a big thing over there in MCW, the fact that the Loose and the Reckless are now no more. What's the vibe you're sort of getting from the fans? Is it sort of they're all like, screw you, Brooksy? Or are there some people kind of like in RCW where you've got those people who love the good guys, but then there's those rebellious fans, you know, that how are they taking it?
I think it's a little 50-50. Like, there's some fans that are like, you know, let's go Brooksy and all that. But then there's some that are just still so behind Dowie. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see, man. I'm pretty nervous for the match. Like, but I'm looking forward to it.
Have you guys wrestled each other before? Like, obviously maybe in training you have, but on a show, have you guys had a match before?
We've never wrestled one-on-one. We've done some just little stuff, tagging against each other. At other companies, but yeah, we've never done nothing one-on-one, so.
And Kellyanne, you've sort of really made a name for yourself over there at MCW. We saw the vignette, I guess, that came out a while ago, and that was really sort of like a I am Kellyanne, hear me roar. That was an awesome introduction for MCW fans that hadn't seen you before. Yeah. How do you compare the MCW product and working on those shows to other ones around the country?
I guess it is seen as the premier company in Melbourne. That whole promo was actually pretty shoot, if you'd say. I was pretty much told to just say whatever I feel, and that's exactly how I felt. I mean, I like to consider myself pretty good, and I figure if you know, I should be in the best company in Melbourne. I think it just makes sense, really, doesn't it? But it is great to be there because, you know, I get the chance to work different girls all the time, and it's good to be surrounded by my friends because I'm really close friends with everyone there. So it's good to be with everyone and actually feel a part of it because I knew all along for how many years now that 5 years it took me, 5 years because of political stuff, which, you know, comes with wrestling. But that's all done. We've got the right people on board and the right people running the show. And it's all come together very nicely. And I've had some good matches there already. So made an impact.
Because when that video came out and it was the introduction of you to Melbourne City Wrestling, it sort of hit me like, hang on, never been in MCW. Kellyanne is like one of the most notorious Victorian wrestlers. So, but it's cool because your style especially belongs in there with people that pop by like Evie's and Shazza and those kind of people. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and it's weird because, you know, I've wrestled Shazza heaps of times outside of MCW. That was the first time I got to wrestle Evie. We had a few run-ins every now and then over there. But, yeah, it feels good to be there. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely a long time coming, you know. Like, and then you know, me leaving, 12 months ago on pretty bad terms with them, it was cool that, you know, the guys were happy to have, you know, myself back, but they really went to bat for the both of us. Like, it's cool to have people like that, that, you know, they have our back. And yeah, it's cool. It's good. It's good to see her there. It's awesome watching her do her stuff. It's cool. I remember, I think at Thornbury, like, I quickly did the thing with Dowie, and I quickly bolted upstairs just to see her and Evie. Her and Evie was fucking awesome, man. It was sweet.
I swear.
It's me. Yes. It's me. Fudging. Friggity frup.
Because I'm a polite woman.
So, we probably don't want to go into the depths of the political reasons why you weren't, you know, sort of MC Dub, but might sort of put a bit of a tease into the fans' minds of, hang on, Kel's here now, and Brooksy, and the fans who follow the scene know that you guys are together, and you work well together as a team. So that might sort of have them thinking like, oh, we're going to see the best those in MCW. Okay.
I mean, obviously we want to branch out more with us as a tag team, because I think intergender wrestling, of course, I obviously think very strongly for it. I think tonight is a good example as to, yeah, it can be done in a very, you know, in a good way. And I think us as a team, it's good to have companies like RCW that will welcome that. Unfortunately, we're a bit restricted back at home where we can work together as a team. But yeah, interstate, they all seem pretty happy with us. So hopefully, who knows, maybe MCW, we can one day team and get the belts.
Well, Brooksy, I mean, I know especially that was when we were sort of chatting a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, I'd love to come on and actually talk about the intergender wrestling. I mean, I love the way that it's here in Riot City. It's been quite a sparing sort of thing, in that when it's happened, it's really like, it's made an impact, and it's like, holy shit, like Kelly A, like beating Chris Basso and all this sort of jazz. Like, I'm a big fan of it when it's done sort of sparingly like that. So when it happens, you're, holy shit, I remember that match where Brooksy and Kel fought, you know, these two champs over here. How do I put it? Do you see it not being a problem, basically, having it on every card, that sort of thing? Or do you see it more in the fact of having it sparingly every so often makes it mean more? What's your vibe on it?
I think just sparing it out a bit. Like, I'm happy to do it every single show. It doesn't bother me. But like you said, it's got to be done right, in my opinion. Like, I can understand people's issues with it, and I can understand that people will be offended, and people will be like, oh, for kayfabe reasons, it doesn't make sense because I could just punch a girl in the face. You know, like, I can understand that. But like you said, I feel if it's done correctly, it can be awesome. Tonight was fucking awesome. And I felt we did it correctly. We didn't have Kel go out there and get her head kicked in for fucking 20 minutes. Like, I felt we planned it perfectly, and we made it safe, and we made it make sense. You know, we didn't make it look as if these two dudes were just beating the shit out of Kel. You know, that's how it's got to be done. But if you want to go out there and just kick the shit out of a girl, then of course people are going to sit there and be offended by it. You know, like,
especially in this day and age, because it's really sort of one of those things where, like, domestic violence, all that sort of blah, blah, blah. It's come more to the fore of the fact that, no, people need to talk about these issues and get it out there, you know. But yeah, like, it's tonight it was really good, in the fact that there was just that enough amount of heat that it had people. And that's all you really need. And plus, when you go out there, I'd believe that you'd kick my ass easily. You know?
That's the thing. I mean, I think what is a good idea is to be very selective with who you allow to do that sort of stuff with. Because if you're having it with every Tom, Dick and Jose, well, it's obviously not going to be very good. But if you just have that one particular team, that's what me and Adam are trying to build, is where that team. Candace and Joey Ryan, they're killing it. Like, and yeah, I like to think that maybe why isn't it believable that I can't kick some guy's ass? Like, you know, if I got in there with a smaller guy, like, is it just because he's a guy he can beat me? Like, bullshit, mate.
The first time, and one of the, well, actually, no, I did get beaten up a lot at school, but the first time that I really got laid into was by a chick. I was about 9 years old, and this chick who was 12 beat the fucking shit out of me just because she didn't like me. And she's coming from behind and just hit me in the back and just started pummeling me, and I was covered in bruises. And I got home and the old man went, well, you should have kept doing your bloody martial arts lesson, shouldn't you?
That's great.
Tell us.
That's the sound of pack up, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so as we were saying.
Yeah, so I think it's just something different for us. We've pretty much done most we can here. Like, you know, like I've held certain championships. Cowell's held certain championships. It's fun doing something different. I get to team with Cowell, and I think we both have very similar styles, and we mesh off each other quite well.
I just can't do a swanton yet, but one day I'll be whipping that out.
Quickly, swanton, thoughts on Jeff Hardy staying with TNA?
He's upset, don't lie.
Look.
He's fucking WWE.
No. I'm
fucking
too baby. No, like I'm a little upset because it'd be awesome to see him back there. But I can understand why he would want to re-sign because, you know, the schedule is obviously a lot more chilled. They're probably offering him quite a nice amount of coin considering a lot of people seem to be leaving and going to the WWE. You know, we've had Austin Aries, AJ, you know, AJ Styles.
Well, it might be the offer that they left for AJ and Jeff just picked it up, go, yeah, I'll have that.
You know, Kurt's leaving. So I can see why Jeff would want to stick around. I think because he's made it public on other podcasts that his knees are a bit fucked up at the moment. And he needs, like, more surgery. What I think he might do is he's going to be sitting at home hanging out, you know, letting this knee recover, while still being getting paid by TNA, probably popping up on TV every so, you know, often. And then once that deal's done, you never know. You're like, how old's the dude now? He'd be mid-30s.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure when they had those, yeah, they're having those sort of squash matches with like Razor and that, yeah, around 95. So he was about 17. Yeah, they were underage basically, folks, when they started. Yeah. So what's that? The 97, 95. No, blah, 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 blah. So we're looking at 20 years. So yeah, almost 40.
Yeah, it's his ledge. But the one good thing about him not going to WWE is Matt won't meet him. I want to meet him before Matt will. Because Matt is a mark for him too, whether he admits it or not.
let's.
Yes. Don't. People will be messaging him going, "What sledge?" Everyone should message Matt Silver / Buddy Murphy and ask what sledge is. I'll probably get heat from him now, but fuck it, I don't care.
Would you tell him that fool cunt?
That's what he'll do.
Well, it's pretty bloody cool that how he's going over there, and I love the package that they, you know, when they put Alexa, when they put her with them, with the team on screen, and it added so much to the package. And I loved it when she'd be sort of being interested, I'd be like sort of calling them like, you know, her minions almost, you know, but then they can go out there and kick ass. So I think they're great.
Yeah, it's cool. She's I think she's definitely added a little bit to their the little, yeah, a bit of sass. Good, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, she's got a good bitch face. Yeah. Whenever she walks out, she's just fucking plays it real well. I was like, you'd look at her and you're like, what a bitch. Very well done.
Wesley's hair, the pigtails and everything. I dig it.
I want to see Matt do that.
I don't know how we'll go with. With that.
That won't happen. No, he won't do that.
So, yeah, more in the, as far as the intergender wrestling goes. So, tonight, Kel, you're in there with Big Brody Marshall, Chris Basso. Is he like Brody, like, is he one of the biggest sort of wrestlers that you've come across? And is that sort of one of those things where you go, like, right, now we can really change people's perceptions of a woman wrestling a man with this here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's extremely tall, so everything I did obviously had to make bigger and visually bigger. But I love wrestling the men. I feel I can show more of what I am capable of doing. And that's nothing against women wrestlers. It's just there is certain things that you can't do with women because of their structure or the way they may not be as strong as a post as men are. And I love to challenge myself when it comes to wrestling, and especially against men, because I feel very limited sometimes. So when I'm in there with Chris Basso or someone like Brody, I can really be like, right, like if I was a fan, what would I want to see this girl do? And then I just go and do it. And of course, wrestling Chris Basso last year is what I felt was my best match last year. Out of all the matches I've ever had, honestly, was against him because I felt I truly showed what I can do. And I felt like it opened a lot of doors. I sent that match to a lot of places, and so it was an honour to work with him. Not only is he a fantastic wrestler, he's one of my best friends, and it's always cool. And what I really liked is that he didn't care. Like, he just saw me as another wrestler. Yeah. A lot of men, which I think is so fucking stupid, oh, I don't want to work a girl, I don't want to get hit by a girl. Like, mate, look what we're doing, right? Like... It's not real. Ooh. Like, you know what I mean? Like
the same guy's going to cop a stink face from Mr. Yeah. Juicy, but I'm not fucking taking a rana from her. Like,
yeah, like, well, we're here to entertain people. It's for the crowd. Leave the ego at the door. You know what I mean? And, yeah, no, it's always fun to wrestle men.
I mean, I could, especially back in the day, I could have understood that mentality where... Say in the days of China in WWF, it was a different sort of time. Whereas now, I mean, yeah, but you've even got the girls like Demi and Amy who, well, I'd love to see Demi wrestle some of the blokes.
Yeah,
she convincingly kicked their ass. You know what I mean? She's really got that thing about her that that is really cool these days. The more that, especially because women do train with men, so it makes it, I guess, a little bit more believable when they are training with men and then go on the show and do it. They're already in that mindset.
I think that it is better for women to train with men as well as women because it brings you out of your comfort zone. I think the reason, like, people like Madison Eagles, a lot of people don't consider her a female wrestler. They consider her a professional wrestler.
Yeah,
she's a professional wrestler, and that is because she goes out there and she just wrestles. And I feel like you do that because when you train with men, you're just wrestling. When you're with women, like, as bad as it sounds, a lot of women will limit themselves and go, yeah, but we're girls, so we don't have to do that, or we don't need to do that, or I don't want to do that because I'm a girl. Let's just stick with the X factors.
Well, yeah, funny that, though, because one thing that I've noticed, and I'll give my dad a shout out again, yeah, but he's, you know, ultra critical, right? So he'll see something and he'll just fucking call bullshit.
Yeah.
And one thing that he hates, that he honestly doesn't, one of the reasons why he doesn't like watching a lot of women's wrestling, because people pull their strikes and they won't throw into it where you believe it's believable. You don't get that from you. It's fucking great.
Honestly, I get offended when a man says he's scared to hit me. I'm like, why? Like, just fucking hit me. Like, lay it in, because I'm gonna lay it in regardless. Yeah, I like
getting hit hard, as weird as that sounds.
But yeah, it's just, I feel like, I feel happier when they hit me. Like, I feel really offended if you won't hit me. Like, yeah, as stupid as that sounds, but it's wrestling. But yeah,
also because you know that then you can give them the receipt and it's going to look like a real exchange sort of thing.
Yeah, and if look, I've learned that if they don't hit me hard, I'll just hit them really hard, and then usually they'll respond.
Yeah. How do you react to, say, when you are in there with another woman?
Yeah.
And they are pulling those strikes, or the everything, they're not throwing everything behind. You know, it doesn't, you don't really feel like you're, how do you react to that? Do you sort of go back and say, next time, like, lay it in, or?
Well, what I usually do is if I'm working with someone before the match, I'll go, hey, don't be afraid to hit me hard. Hey, are you okay with this? Are you okay with that? This is what I'm going to do. Please don't be afraid. And if we're in the ring and they're not hitting me as hard, or it doesn't look believable or whatever, I will say, hit me harder. Like, I'll just tell them, hit me harder. I'm going to hit you harder. Like, I'll feel like if I'm in the ring with someone and they're hitting me and it looks like shit, I will obviously try and compensate that by trying to make it look more legit. And then it's just a bad time. So, yeah, I mean, I just give them the heads up beforehand.
And Brooksy, have you wrestled other women on shows before?
I haven't really done much working with girls, but I wouldn't, because they're in the ring. This is wrestling. Like, it's cool to stand on that apron and watch Kelby in that ring, you know, and get thrown around by these dudes and stuff, and like, kind of be proud that they're not they're not taking it easy on her, and because like I see that as a respect thing, that these dudes are looking at Cal as if she's a fucking wrestler. Yeah, that's the perfect word, as an equal. That's awesome. If I was on the apron and then like these guys are like, oh, I'm a bit scared to hit her, and I'd be like, I'd be getting that ref over, but they tell them to fucking hit her because right. This is wrestling, and I would be the exact same, you know. I wouldn't go out there and take it easy on like a, I don't know, a Demi. Yeah. She's a wrestler. She trains with all the dudes here. She'll be right. I'm not gonna hurt her. I'm not gonna go out there and ever hurt anyone. But like, that's why I want to experience like doing this stuff, because I'll try and make anybody look good. Like, yeah, that's my job, to make people look good. Like, I'll go out there and I'll make a chick look fucking awesome, you know, if I can. Like, you put it perfectly, that people see each other as equals, but do it right. It's got to be done right. If it's not done right, like, we've watched intergender stuff together, and we're like, ugh.
I was going to ask if you've seen instances where you just like, and there's a reason why this isn't done on every single show.
There was one particular match I watched, and it was bad. It was like 400 Germans. She no-sold it. She gets up, she slaps him in the face, puts her finger up, he punches her square in the face. Like, come on, man. Even I was offended. And I'm very easily, you know, I don't get offended very easily.
Say hello quickly, Nick
Armstrong. Hello. Hey, guys. How yous going? The victors are here.
Yes.
Both Armstrongs are getting the W's tonight at Reanimated 2016.
The rust is gone. I'm back, baby.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
That's such a George Costanza. That was brilliant.
A bit more hair. A bit of style.
Yes.
He's actually...
Thank you, sir.
He looks like Gaz from Geordie Shore.
Like a right. Oh, get out.
A more jacked Gaz.
Put more cologne on, mate.
Guys, hit the club, mate. All right. Peace out, mate. Cheers. Yeah, you were saying about the match was off.
Yeah, it's offensive. You know what offends me? Bad wrestling. That sounds bad, but I like to think...
Dick poo, vagina slut, bad wrestling, yeah.
Exactly, and it was actually, I think it was on a show that we wrestled on, and it's like it went from here to here, and we're like, man, you just shat on everything we did. And maybe, you know what? And you know what I just clicked on just right then? That's why women's intergender wrestling isn't allowed in Victoria. Probably because of that match. I just remember. Fuck. Whoa, heat. Bloody a lot of curry in here. Heat.
Oh my god. That was good, Cal.
I'm angry. Right.
Get it out. That's it. Welcome to therapy here at WRA, yeah. Wax on, wax off. So, and I love that you got the matching hair, you got the red streaks in the hair, and you got the red gimmick going on. So,
no, Kelly,
Matt.
No, I don't know. I just thought let's just do something somewhat matching, I guess, to put over the team thing. So we'll just chuck a bit of red in there. I don't know.
And you said earlier, another runner t-shirt, so the merch game is going good. That's cool.
Yeah, it's going sick, man.
Drowning in money. I am drowning. Oh, I can't carry it all home. I'm joking.
Won't need to go to work this week.
I'm living the dream.
All that Tom Chocolate money. That's what that is.
Good work, Tom Chocolate. He does a good job with his shit, though, doesn't he?
And he does a bloody good job sponsoring this very podcast. Thank you very much.
Tom Chocolate, big shout out.
You're a ledge.
Thank you, Wrestle Merch. Thank you very much. OCW, what's the latest there?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we're going to get some intergender stuff happening there. We're working with this new tag team. Preston and Payne. They're very interesting. How would you describe that? Is it like a mafia thing?
If you've seen American Psycho, one of my favorite movies ever, Preston or is it, yeah, Preston? Preston is pretty much Patrick Bateman. He is this calm, cool, collected, put together man, and then you have Payne, who is insane. And it's very interesting, and I like working with them. I like working with Payne as well because he's very smart. He's a smart man, and he's very new, but he is killing it. Like, he's very smart. I've learned a lot from him.
Yeah. He's cool. I think we suggested to actually work with them because I didn't think there was much going down, and I'm like, let us work with those dudes. Like, I enjoy working with people that give a shit, and this dude, like, he's like, what? I don't want to say his age because he might get offended. He's older than us, but he cares. It's awesome.
You could tell that just from the couple of I've only seen a little bit of them like at ringside causing a commotion on OC Dub, but as far as like seeing them cut an interview or promo or whatnot on the internet, I've seen that, and it's something different.
They put a lot of effort into their promos. And I think that's an art that a lot of wrestlers forget. Like, we all just think it's all in the ring, but Preston and Payne have done a lot more just by their promos. They've already done more in the ring. Like, they don't need to do much now. They've already made their statement, you know, so...
And that's what you hear about is the characters and the presence that they bring to a show. That's what I hear a lot about, like...
And, like, Payne is a very interesting person out, you know, even outside of wrestling. So, it must come naturally to him, to be honest. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, no, it's cool. They're good dudes, and I'm looking forward to working with them. And hopefully the intergender thing happens. Hopefully the dudes running the show are cool with at least trying it. Because we've said to them, let us do this. Because it'll be done right, you know. You're not going to have people offended and, like, just...
Or people going out there and exploiting that spot on the show, you know, for more than what it actually is or what it should be. Yeah. Actually, funny that with OCW, the tapings where there's more than, you have more than one match in a night. Have you guys done those yet?
I don't think I've ever experienced doing that. I think the period that they were doing that for, I think I was out. So, like, I was there, I was just hanging out. But, yeah, they've changed that. Because it's interesting because, like, I don't think anyone here has ever experienced that. So they'll tape, like, one episode in the first half and then they'll tape another episode in the second half. And there's, like, sometimes there was, like, 11 matches on the card.
One night, yeah, there was 12 matches on the card. And it was just, so long. Oh, it was awful.
Because wouldn't that burn out a crowd?
Yeah. And I could understand, like, people will be like, oh, so Josh Shooter's just wrestled, I don't know, Sid Parker. And then after intermission, oh, Josh Shooter's out here again wrestling Gabriel Wolf.
Especially if they're not selling, if they should really be selling what happened to them in the match 2 hours ago, and then they come out there and they're fucking fresh. That's got to kill the illusion for those fans in the crowd. But at the same time, for TV, I can understand the way why they do it. But
yeah, so like, it's interesting. They've obviously changed the format of how they do it. They just run one show and one person will wrestle once. Yeah. But like, it's interesting because that's what they do. That's what they do at NXT.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, I'll get off the phone to like Matt after a taping or something, and he'll be like, yeah, I'll wrestle 3 matches, you know, out of, what, 4 weeks of TV, you know, and he says it's hectic. They obviously react, but you do notice, I notice, like, the fourth week of that taping, you do see the crowds just a little burnt out, yeah, they're a little burnt out, so, I don't know, I guess it works over there. I don't think it works here. Because, yeah, they change the way they format it. Because people were just burnt out and they're probably sitting there wondering, like, well, we're seeing this dude again.
Yeah.
He wrestled this guy in the first half. Like, so, yeah.
Have you ever been in that sort of environment?
Yeah, I did it Shimmer tapings. They had 2 tapings per day, and it was weird because it started at 10 a.m. in the morning. So you'd get to the venue, you get told your match, you go out there, you work your match. You come back, hey, this is your next match. We're starting in 10 minutes. And you go out and do that. Crowd.
Is that a DVD taping or an online thing?
It was a DVD taping, and it was like a full show. So it was like, you know, 8 matches, main event, 10-minute intermission, 8 matches, main event. But it was a great learning experience because it really tests you. You know, we're lucky in the way that we have the freedom to, you know, work out what we want to do, put time and effort. And over there, you really had to just rely on your skills, and you had to really trust who you were working with and know what you were doing. So, yeah, I mean, it was cool over there, but it doesn't work here because the fans here come here for a show, you know, and unfortunately, I think they got that show that they wanted. But, they've stopped doing that now, so it's all good. It's all good. I like OCW. I really enjoy it. It's different, and it's a good bunch of people. There's no egos. Everyone gets along. Yeah. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from Ali, is that it's just a real cool place to wrestle, really.
Yeah, it's chilled, man. We have friends there. Bass is there. He's a leech.
You see his new bloody suit jacket he busts out tonight, and it's like purple and blue. I'm like, oh my god, he raided Prince's wardrobe, and I want what he's stolen.
He was bragging about that during the week. When was I with him? Royal Rumble, yeah. We went to Mr. Juicy's to watch the Rumble, and he was bragging about how, Brooksy, you're going to see how cool my suit is on the weekend.
It's fucking cool. It is awesome. It is cool. Baz, you're a legend, mate. Nah, and thanks for hitting us up a while back with the personal message. Really appreciated that. Now, the Rumble. Let's talk a bit of fucking WWE, because I know you do follow it. What did you think of the Royal Rumble, and what did you think of AJ Styles fucking in WWE? My God.
Well, the Rumble match itself was cool. I really enjoyed it. It was better than the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they kind of botched those last 2 years. But the whole show overall was pretty sweet. But yeah, the Rumble was awesome. And then like seeing AJ was... I'm a very big fan of AJ Styles. He's, in my opinion, he's the best wrestler in the world.
It was one of those, like, where were you moments as a wrestling fan when it finally happened. Like, that's what I thought. I think it was in the total landscape of things. You've had all these people that have come into NXT, and then folks like Joe, where they've let them keep their name, you know, that they've built up for so long. Same with AJ. I'm just thinking, like, are we seeing a new sort of era with the Fed where they are going to recognize the fact that everything that people know does not just happen in our universe? It's like we need to actually be open to people's pasts and where they've been and what the fans actually know, because if we respect the knowledge of the fans, they're going to respect us a lot more. You got to respect the fans, yeah. First off.
You're right, like, he's never had a run, you know, in that universe, yet his pop is fucking awesome.
And his merch has already sold out, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
I think I've watched his debut now at the Rumble at least 15 times, and I still get goosebumps every single time.
I still haven't replayed it yet, but I've been meaning to for that reason.
Yeah, I still get goosebumps, and I'm like, maybe I'll watch it from this angle, and I'll get a different reaction. Ooh, look at that! Like, it's
almost
just
like curved screen, yeah, TVs. Like,
it was awesome. I think that he's had the best career, and that's a career, obviously, I'd love to emulate. It's perfect.
That's the path I would love to emulate, you know? Like, he's shown his passion for wrestling. He's not just, you know, gotten there straight away. Yep. Like, that's awesome. That's I would love to have that, you know, like, and I had something I was going to say, but I totally forgot. It was good to feel like a fan again, seeing that, because everyone, all these serious people, they'll be like, don't be a mark. Like, why are we wrestlers?
Why are we watching the Royal Rumble if we can't mark out? You may as well fucking go home and do a crossword puzzle or something.
Exactly right. And that's like, seriously, like the first time in years where I legit got out of my seat and was like, as soon as you heard that music, obviously you'd never heard it. And like, I was saying the Juicy and all this, I'm like, oh fuck, I hope AJ's in it. And deep down I was like, oh nah, they're not going to make him debut in the Rumble, whatever. And then I heard that music and I'm like, it's fucking AJ. And then like he walks out and I was like, what? Like, it was just cool, like, to be a fan again. I haven't experienced that in years.
The first giveaway, because you couldn't see the entranceway at first, but there was this blue lighting that went behind Roman. And when I saw that blue, I was like, different music, blue light, AJ. And then a second later, it was like, oh my God. So yeah, that was a cool mark out moment. Not afraid to admit that was cool. That was fun, yeah. You know, like,
it was awesome. And it's good to see those type of guys coming in. They deserve it. like Aries and AJ Styles, they deserve it. Good for them, you know.
And your mate, buddy, yeah. kicking some ass over there, still in NXT. I mean, you'd love to join him at some point, but it's got to be cool to like sort of get those bits of knowledge from him as well, you know, sort of feeding back to you these little things that you can apply here.
Yeah, I'm still learning a lot off him. Like when he was first there, like he would do something so basic, like he'd hit like boom, he'd hit some move, and then like you would notice he would shift his body, and then like I would speak to him on the phone, go, "Oh, see my match?" I'm like, yeah, he's like, "Did you notice when I did this and why I shifted my body?" And I'm like, "Oh, for the camera?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's just interesting to, I don't know, because I watched him here for so many years and I was learning from him when I first came in for so many years, to see him going out there on television and doing certain things, I'm like, I don't know, it's weird because, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I'm seeing him do these things and I'm seeing him do it the way he's taught there, and I'm noticing, you know, that I'm coming back here and doing it. Like, who's another guy? Not many people do that stuff here either. Like, they'll hit a move and then they'll, instead of just being all lazy and just going for a pin,
they'll focus on where the majority of the crowd is, maybe, or
exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'll quickly shift their body around, like boom.
I think as well, we're very limited with our trainers because we haven't really got trainers here that have spent a lot of time on TV, so yeah. They don't know that, you know. And of course, like you can get trained by, you know, someone here, but they're still very limited when it comes to that sort of knowledge. So it is good to be, like Adam is close with Matt, and get that sort of things that we can't get from anyone here, you know. But yeah, it's awesome. It's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, okay, there's a rumble coming up or something, you know, then it's like, okay, we focus on, this is where we're going to be focusing our attention because the people are there, and really giving everything to those people, with the face, with everything, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what it, yeah.
Well, that's what I was told when I first started training. Like, if you're working with someone and they're, you know, they're working heat or curry, as Kelly likes to say.
Curry!
I heard Chris Basso say it today and it's just stuck with me.
Getting curry. But everyone says, you keep your head up, because the canvas isn't the one that's looking at your face. The canvas isn't going to react off your face, you know. So, and then it makes sense. Like, and that's a small thing that I enjoy about OCW, because they have that little TV thing going on. Even though it's nothing big, like, it's good to learn. It's good to, like, go back and be like, oh, look, there's me on television and there's me working to the camera in the correct way, just like they do it in the places that matter, you know? Like, so it's cool.
And that's at least the benefit of, you know, them doing the community TV product, but really doing it right. I noticed that they've... the camera work over the last few episodes got a lot better, to the point where it was much easier to actually, to be honestly, it was easier to watch. A lot of the early episodes, I struggled to be able to sit there and enjoy it. So they really got onto that, and I guess a training ground, like you said, so you know what you're in for, but just then it's going to be on a way bigger scale, obviously, but it's... Yeah, it's handy, you know.
And, like, it's cool as well with, like, because a lot of people are jumping on this Vimeo bandwagon as well. Like, RCW, they do it. EPW do it?
EPW, MCW, I think that's about it at the moment, yeah.
And, like, look at MCW's, like, production. Like, Mikey is so... He's fucking awesome.
I always bang on about it, but the job... I mean, of course, that got it made because, you know, he runs the promotion, he does the production, but really... It's fantastic. I mean, you can take somebody that knows how to do production and videography like he does, but then it's doing it for wrestling and making it look good. And because he's been around it so long, it does.
Because he's a fan. Yeah. He cares. It's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool, man.
We are getting the wind up here. We've got the 5 minute warning. So fuck it, we'll throw out some quick fire questions. We'll have some fun here.
This could be anxiety.
All right, let's chuck it out there. If you had to wrestle, okay, Brooksy. If you had to, do some fun interchange here. Brooksy, if you had to wrestle one woman in the world besides Kellyanne, who would it be? And Kellyanne, one bloke, who would it be? You can't. You've already said Cree. So Chris Basso in the whole world. Actually, jump it at the bit. Go.
Kenny Omega.
Good answer. Very good answer. What chick or what floozy would I want to work with? I'm trying to think. Gail Kim, I think she's fucking awesome. Mia Yim as well. Jade from TNA, I reckon. Yeah, can I work there? I think she'd be sick. Her and Gail Kim, I think, would be awesome.
Invasion. Yeah. Hey, Brooksy.
We're doing the quick fire.
Hey, Brooksy, just a question. Just a quick question.
Here we go.
What is it?
I know what he's going to ask.
What does it feel like to be mates with Buddy Murphy?
Oh. The last time I spoke to him was Wednesday.
Do you reckon he enjoys it over there? Do you reckon he's?
I think so. I think he's doing all right. Yeah.
How do you reckon he feels about being in a video game?
Probably he doesn't have to make himself now, so it's good, I guess. He has to download himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick.
Yeah. Oh, he would have to pay, surely.
Oh, that's a bloody beauty. Thank you very much, world class. Bloody hell, Todd Eastman, throw out some quick fire questions.
Bro. No, he stole my question.
Oh well, okay.
I just wanted to know how he was feeling.
Got anyone else here? No, everyone's ever ready to bail. Oh fuck, jeez. Well, see, now that you're loving the questions, I'm gonna struggle to come up with some.
If you were some kind of animal in the ocean, what kind of ocean-bearing animal would you be?
In which ocean?
Seahorse.
Killer whale, because Free Willy was awesome. I like Free Willy.
It's a real tearjerker. It moves you, that movie. I like it. All right. On that note, while everyone's going off to get food, before everyone does get food, favorite after show meal.
Fucking Villies when I'm in Adelaide. Villies.
Yeah, I had a feeling it would be that.
Lately, we've been pretty strict, but
if we could, pizza.
It's tough.
Two sausage rolls today, love.
When I'm here in Adelaide, it'd be Villies.
Fucking fit it in me macros.
But if it's in Melbourne, which is rare, because usually we're pretty good now when we're back home, it's you know, diet shit. But when we
Jesus,
Kelly.
It's our life, by the way. Just this is an insight.
I thought you were going
to
say this is your life when you just said a moment ago off mic. Come on, just get it out. It's a bit too much information. Jesus, fuck.
When we do decide to just treat ourselves, it's probably Domino's for me and the chicken kickers. There's some good shit. Garlic bread, yeah.
Yeah. I like that pizza, the rectangle gimmick they do with the pulled beef and the bacon. Oh, my God.
That's worked for me for ages.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's all square and shit. Yeah, that's
different take on the old pizza gimmick. All right, we are going to wrap it up right now. Thank you very much, guys, for having a yak. We're going to go out, get some food, and piss off on out of here. But before we do, Kellyanne, get some social media plugs out the way and any upcoming events where people can see you.
Okay, first one, Twitter handle, Kellyanne Fiend C. Couldn't fit the club. Instagram, Kellyanne Fiend Club. Facebook / Nikita Noridian. Ooh, but it's actually under Kellyanne, but the website's weird.
We forgot tonight. We were going to call you Nikita.
No.
Because of you doing in the promo calling him Chris Mimic Basso.
Oh, shit.
So we heard in the promo and he's like,
My next upcoming date is MCW. Let me just check my dates because I think there's one before then. What is it? Saturday. So 12th, I'm wrestling at a lucha show. 13th, MCW. Then you can also catch me at PPW. After that, you can catch me at OCW.
PPW being Pacific Pro Wrestling in Queensland.
Queensland. Yes, that's me for that weekend, and that's it.
Where you might run into Mr. Eastman up there, and Brooksy.
So my Instagram is at Brooksy Brand. My Facebook is the little slash gimmick, Brooksy Brand. And my Twitter is the Adam Brooksy. Upcoming stuff. I will be challenging Dowie James for the MCW Intercommonwealth Championship. And I will also be debuting in Queensland with Cal. No, wait, she's already there. She's the floozy champ. I will be in the they're doing a P1 tournament thing. I've heard some stuff about that, so I will be in that. So yeah, I've never wrestled in Queensland, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, there's some great talent going up there for that one as well. You're gonna have Turbo Wolf. You're gonna have such great talent. I've forgotten all of them.
I'm hoping to lock up with Rufio. Yeah. He's
coming. Wolverine.
Yeah. Rufio's come down to MCW a few times, and I think he's a good dude. So I'd like to lock up with him.
And t-shirts, merchandise as well.
Yeah. I have my own merchandise. We have lots of hashtag Bestos stuff. So yeah, just hit me or Cal up, and we'll get back to you.
And all that merch, of course, made by the great folks at Wrestle Merch Printing, our sponsors. Thank you, Kel. Thank you, Brooksy. Thank you, Cleveland. Good night. Actually, not good night, because I'll be back in a sec to wrap up the show.
BISFM.
The Silent Storm. That's thunder.
Yeah, the themes that I make. Actually, just a bit of quick news on Butts and Seats podcast. We're having a lot of trouble at the moment because of where Frank has actually moved to, getting actual proper internet connectivity. BIS is on a little hiatus, but I will actually be on the Pro Wrestling Nation podcast at PWN podcast on Twitter next week, I believe, maybe the week after when it eventually comes out. Reviewing Invasion, the pay-per-view from 2001. So for all the Butts and Seats fans out there that love the retro reviews, you can get a little taste of that on Pro Wrestling Nation podcast, which can be now heard at goek.net. So there we go. Well done, Sam Medina, getting the show out there. Massive thank you to the Bestos, Kellyanne and Brooksy. Absolutely love you guys. And that was a fun episode. Really cool to see you guys back in RCW down here in Adelaide. Good times. Of course, if you love the show, please do subscribe to the show wherever you've found it, and follow us and share it around. We really do love it when the show gets shared around on social media. We're on Twitter at WrestleRadioAU, WrestleRadioAustralia on Facebook, of course. Big thank you to Thunderstag on the theme music, FNX.network, our sponsors, WrestleMerch Printing, and big thank you to Josh Liston, my good buddy from Social Audio Think Tank, sending me his old mixer. So maybe we'll get some more phone interviews very, very soon. I'm Josh Armour. This has been Wrestle Radio Australia. We'll catch you next week on the Axe Cast with Sean Hawkins and Josh Shooter. Yeah.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy. Kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Shoot up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night's a Saturday night. Yes, well, the action is, if you want some, come and get some. Here's where the action is, but you better be ready to take some.
Time I spoke to him was Wednesday.
Oh, was it? Bastard!
This is FNX.
I'll bite my tongue and I won't.
Shoot the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea, and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.